Greetings, beloved, and welcome again to another reading of Days of Praise, a written ministry of the Institute for Creation Research, an audio ministry of Grace Missionary Baptist Church here in Temperance, Michigan. We're located just a few blocks north of Toledo, Ohio. I'm our pastor, Joe Sitters. You can reach me at via email at pastorjoegmbc@gmail.com. And you can find our church on Facebook by searching all one word, at GMBC Toledo, the at symbol GMBC Toledo. Our subject today is the wisdom of God. Our reading, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 28. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. Although God's wisdom is expounded in depth in the scriptures, there are only 7 times that the specific phrase the wisdom of God is used as such. The above text is indicating that God's wisdom can actually be manifested in men through divine inspiration. The Persian king recognized this also in Ezra. And thou, Ezra, after the wisdom of thy God, that is, in thine hand, set magistrates and judges, all such as know the laws of thy God, and teach ye them that know them not. Ezra 7:25. The wisdom of God thus is always consistent with the laws of God, that is, with the scriptures. The first New Testament reference is from Christ. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles. Luke 11:49. Here the Lord is applying a scriptural principle from 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verses 15 through 16, in effect calling the scriptures themselves the wisdom of God. Then Paul 3 times uses the same phrase, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. Human wisdom can never, by itself, discover God. But this very fact is bound up in the divine wisdom, revealed only through the Word of God. We preach Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. That is, through both the written Word and the living Word, we can proclaim true wisdom. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, which God ordained before the world unto glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 through 24, as well as chapter 2, verse 7. Finally, with God's wisdom manifested through chosen men of God, we also can preach true wisdom in Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10.